mouth. She wants to ride and she's trying to hide.
This is a reminder to simplify your everyday banking with Great Midwest Bank. Open up a checking or savings account today. Experience friendly, simply local service plus competitive rates. The best of both worlds, Great Midwest Bank even offers 24/7 online banking. Whether it is at noon on a Tuesday or Saturday night at 11 o'clock, you can access your accounts. And when you need assistance, there are real people helping your needs. Great Midwest Bank is simply local and member FDIC. That was a stall tactic. As we wait for our ketchup.
I smell the fries. Smell pretty good.
When's the last time you ate something before noon?
Oh, it's been a while. Yeah, it's probably the cousins. Those were too good to
whenever not Justin dive McCoy into. Comes in with free food, yeah. Chewy will eat that. But usually you kind of do the old morning fast.
Yes.
And then around noon, you actually eat some lunch. Gabe is efforting the fries and the ketchup. I asked him if you wanted me to help him. Do the squeezy into the little ramekins.
Well, we can fill our time here wisely. I've set an over-under. How many of the ketchups will Chewy correctly diagnose? I've got the under 1.5. No. I'm completely accounting for just happenstance and dumb luck.
Well, I gotta nail the one.
I've got you at plus 300 to nail Heinz. I don't know if you're going to be able to do it.
Okay.
Wait, he's already ripping the lids off the little ramekins that Gabe has provided. Gabe, I assume those ramekins are numbered?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, and Gabe has the cheat sheet
over
there somewhere.
See, I can almost tell by texture which one's Heinz.
Oh, my gosh. Well, whatever works, pal. You know what I mean? Like, oh, my gosh. I hope that you are tuning into the YouTube stream, folks, to watch this, because he is looking at these like they are specimens. Like they are specimens in a lab. I half expect him to pull a microscope out and start looking at it.
All right. I need some help here. We need to remove all the things in front of Chewy so we can get a good glimpse at it.
Okay, so we need the computer moved. We need his computer closed. Well, that shouldn't be a problem. He barely uses the sucker.
Yes.
Research. Gabe, slide that computer screen right there. Wherever. Yeah. There you go. Perfect. Yeah, way over there.
Way too vinegary. Way too vinegary.
This is bizarre. Can we get some music? What do we got? Yes. Excellent. All right. So he is sniffing the ketchups as we speak.
That's
Gabe, how
it.
Many ketchup samples did you provide us?
So we have five that's ketchup samples. So we did because his favorite obviously is Heinz. So that's where we started. Hunt's, I think, is the other famous one that I could find. Red Gold, which I've seen a lot of different places. Then we got a Kroger, which is the generic. And we also got an organic. I was hoping to find Annie's, but my grocery store only had the Simple Truth organic. So we'll see if he can tell the difference between organic and non-organic ketchup.
I already got Heinz nailed.
Okay, so just so you know, Brewers 9 on the YouTube stream says, it's a Twix! They're all Twix! It was a setup, I tell ya! Can we confirm that it is not all Twix?
As I was getting ready for this last night, Eric Name texted me and said, you should just give Chewy all Twix.
All right, we ready?
He would have appreciated it, yes. Yeah, so what are we doing? Are we smelling and tasting? What are
I guess whatever he wants to do.
I'm just trying to nail Heinz right now, is what I'm trying to
do. So, Gabe, what you should do is put the bottles in front of him and let him try and make determinations of which is where.
I got Heinz.
That's hilarious. All right, when you think you know them, put them in front of, and you kept the caps, right? Because the caps are the ones with the numbers.
Yeah, okay. The caps are the important part.
Whew.
Some of these smell like ass.
I can't believe you're smelling the ketchup.
I mean, that one has too much vinegar
in
it.
Who smells ketchup?
So the problem is it may have too much vinegar in it, but you don't know which of these ones has a lot of vinegar in it.
I think your next should be to try and hunt out the organic.
That's what,
yeah, that's probably your
I thought you were making a
method.
Hunt's joke there, but
nope.
That one's not bad. This one smells like apples.
Is your expectation that Hunt's is going to be the next easiest one since you have had that before?
Yeah. No, I'm with Joshy. I'm trying to go organic. Now, Kroger's the cheapest, right?
Yes, Kroger would be, yeah, if you want... I can pull up the receipt off of the Metro Market app if you'd like.
For pricing?
Yeah, if you're curious about the pricing, we can also do that later.
The one flaw in his situation is that he has talked about how when the ketchup sits in the refrigerator, mm-hmm. it separates.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the luxury of time.
No.
Nor refrigeration.
Well, and of course, before I put anything in there, it's not like I just popped them open and squeeze. You got to shake a ketchup bottle. That's what you have to do, especially after you open it for the first time.
You do get that runny one.
This has got to be Kroger. Sorry, Kroger. I know you're closing stores, too. I know why now, because your ketchup is horrible. Jesus, bro.
So what number is it so far so Gabe can at least...
So I got 2 and 3.
Okay, so you got 2 and 3. You believe 2 is the Kroger. You believe 3 is the Heinz.
All right, I'm going for organic now.
Okay.
Trying to find the organic one.
What do you think an organic ketchup tastes like?
I would say more tomato forward.
Oh.
Yeah.
A little less sugary, probably. A little less processed.
I think that's it.
I love how he's taking...
One is really sweet.
I love how he's doing the... like. He's really taking his time with this.
Oh, yes.
I thought he was going to fly through. Yeah, I thought he was going to fly. The fact that he's had this many fries. I'm glad I made this many fries because he may go through
all of them.
A decent amount of them as he's trying to figure out which ketchup is which.
I think this is. Where's the organic, Gabe?
That one's right there. That one's the organic.
That one goes there. And what do I have left?
So you've got Red Gold and you have
which
Hunts.
Are backups to Heinz.
Mm-hmm. So they should be theoretically the second and third best to your palate.
Yes. This one smells a lot of vinegar in that one.
Again, if you're not watching on the YouTube stream, this is a sight to behold.
I've never seen somebody sniff ketchup to begin with.
It reminds me of when you see someone wine tasting. Yeah. And they throw it in their mouth and they're like,
you didn't give them a palate cleanser. We should have done that.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you think that Mio is for, right? He's got water in front of him.
I'm just glad he hasn't done this thing yet.
See,
like
now,
do with the wine.
Angie goes with the Red Gold.
Okay.
And I like Hunts, but I think Hunts is second to Heinz.
Okay.
So I'm going to go there.
The second best flavored one you think is Hunts.
Yes, and then I'm going to go there.
Wait, final answer?
Yes.
Wow.
All right, so you have, are these in order? So is number one Red
Gold? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. That's very helpful. He has said that number one is Red Gold. He says that number two is Kroger. He says that number three is Heinz. He says that number four is the organic brand. And he says that number five is Hunts. Chewy, just slide your Mio a touch that way so the folks on the old YouTube stream can see.
Okay.
Drum roll.
So Chewy has correctly identified one ketchup.
Knew it. I was right. My over-under was perfect.
It has to be Heinz. He has to. So he correctly identified one ketchup.
If it's not Heinz, buddy.
So number one was the organic ketchup. Number one was the organic ketchup. He had that as Red Gold. So one was organic.
Okay.
Number two was Heinz.
Oh, no.
Number two was Heinz.
The one you said was Kroger.
That was the worst?
Yeah.
There's no way. You're a cheater.
Oh, no.
He's tasting it again.
It really doesn't smell good.
What? No. That's the perfect conclusion. The perfect ending.
Number two was Heinz. Three was Red Gold. Four was Kroger. And number five, the one he correctly identified
was Hunts.
So what's three?
What's three?
Three was Red Gold.
You're a Hunts guy.
I think you might be a Hunts guy.
I wasn't far off.
All right, hold on.
you said number two was the worst one, I believe. And I quote,
yes.
This tastes like ass.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kroger.
I've got COVID.
Long COVID. Just out of curiosity, without knowing what they are, which you already do, but which one tastes the best? Which one do you like the best? I'm assuming it's the one you thought was Hunt's.
Yes.
I thought Kroger.
No, because you thought that was a bad one, but that is Heinz. Which one do you think tastes
three.
The best?
So three, which was the Red Gold.
Red Gold shoe.
Which is Ange's backup.
Oh, okay. No. We've just undermined your whole argument.
I know.
This could not have gone better for everyone not named Mark Chabrera.
The fact,
it was great for us. It was great content. It's great for his wife because now she's right.
All right, mustard next Wednesday.
You think you're going to redeem yourself somehow?
It's unbelievable that the one thing he gave us the most on was the Heinz. He went so hard after number two for tasting like ass, being terrible, and it's the one
he claims to love the
unbelievable.
Most.
Unbelievable. You couldn't write it.
No, you couldn't. You really couldn't.
I'm not going to lie. I had to work really hard to hide.
Good work.
He was like, oh, this would taste like ass. Like, keep it together.
This really is too good. It doesn't smell good.
This is too good.
Wow. Well, that was fantastic. Thank you so much for that. I will be remembering
you,
that
Kate.
For a very long time. And if anybody wants to clue in Chewy's wife, who may or may not be listening
this morning,
this is an excellent opportunity to let her know that he was, wrong.
Looks like red gold.
Red gold and Hunts.
From
the official ketchups of the Chimura household. Let me tell you about our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. If it's time to upgrade your windows or doors, but you don't want to spend a fortune, that's where Pella comes in. Because not only is Pella the best in the industry, of course, we've talked about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin for years here on ESPN Milwaukee, but they have a product line for every budget. And right now at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, you can get no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. So if the plan was to wait, guess what? You can get it now and wait to start making payments up to 2 years later. Certain restrictions apply. It ends 6/30/2025. It's the end of the month, so you're going to want to hurry. Set up that free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. And when you go and use Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, tell them Gabe Neitzel sent you.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
363.
What's that?
Number of yards they gave up on the ground against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, it's a Bible verse. John 3:63. Look it up. Tell us what it
I
says.
I thought it was Joe 3:63, and it was, thou shalt not get past me on the line of scrimmage.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I want to be.
Whether you're a local who wants to enjoy a night out or you're planning to visit Milwaukee, enjoy an artfully stylish experience at St. Kate the Arts Hotel, conveniently located in the heart of downtown Milwaukee's Theater District with deluxe accommodations, culinary creativity, on-site art galleries, artist in residence, and nightly live music. You'll enjoy every element of your stay at St. Kate. Learn more and book your stay at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com. I would like to do a wellness check, please. I would like to do a wellness check on Chew.
Well, I mean, Joshy's already dunking on him.
Yeah, shocking.
The second Infinity Exterior poll on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on Twitter. Is Chewy a ketchup fraud? Yes. Answer, choice one is yes. Choice two is yes, but more yes. Choice three, total fraud. Choice four, no. Right now, no has 0 votes, yes has 17, yes, but more yes has 50, and total fraud has 33%.
Total fraud is hard to the whole.
I take that as a win. Don't know how.
The thing is, you suggested that we do a mustard test next, and
yes.
Mustard, the mustards are so different. Right? You got the yellow mustard, you got the Dijon mustard, you got the honey mustard. Mm-hmm. Like, all of those are very distinctively different.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't nail that.
No, I was just saying yellow mustards. I think that would be impossible.
Yeah.
Just
French's,
like the ketchup for you.
Goldens.
Heinz.
I don't think anyone's getting that.
Yeah.
There is a different taste in ketchup, though.
Well, I think, you proved that. I think you had determined, yes, that they all tasted differently. Smelled different even, but ultimately, just
So I got to start buying Kroger, I guess, because I thought that
was
nice.
Yeah, you thought Kroger was the best.
I take it back, Kroger.
That is, again, the order in which you put it.
Yeah.
The order in which it all happened, I could not have asked for a better outcome as a neutral observer.
Yeah, haters will say it was set up. And speaking of haters, I have gotten some messages on the private talk and text line that your wife has been informed of the outcome and the results of the ketchup taste test already. So you can expect that the next time that you two convene.
How are you going to face her?
She always says she's right, so... I mean,
this time it's
just another day that ends in Y in the Chimura household.
Can we get a drop that says, Angie was right?
Yeah.
What else is new? Angie was right. Oh, buddy.
Is she going to throw out, because you have in your refrigerator a bottle of ketchup of Heinz that has your name on it, correct?
Yes.
Is she just going to dump that out now?
No, because she's Sicilian. And
it's a waste of money. Okay, yeah, I get it.
But she, actually, the red gold was number two, I thought, which was good, tasty. So
why don't you take one of them home with you? Take the Kroger with you if that's the one that you like.
I really don't eat ketchup. I don't eat fries.
Like, what the?
Like a burger? Hell? You know what? You know what's good? I put barbecue sauce on a burger now.
Okay, so like a cowboy burger.
Yeah. Ketchup? I really like fries. I'll eat with mustard.
The ground is really falling from underneath me.
Yeah.
Right
can
now.
Can I vote again? Total fraud. Eat strong enough.
Call me a Rogers.
we got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Still a lot of stuff to get to this morning. I still want to get to more of the Skeens v. The Miz today at AmFam Field. I got some trivia that I want to throw the guys' way and see if they can distinguish between, well, distinguishing this morning is not Chewy's strong suit, but maybe Gabe can help him distinguish the two pitchers, the two aces, or the two flamethrowers who are going to be on the hill today at AmFam Field.
Hey, let me tell you what I did and joined a great club called the Wisconsin Country Club. Now, I love it because of the challenging course and the great practice areas that we have. Steven Watson and I were up there last night for On the Tee, and again, he's belonged a lot longer than I have. This is my second full year. I love the range, the couple different practice short game areas that we have in the putting green, of course, the golf course with the weather we've had is just starting to sing. It's an incredible condition. So if you're looking for a great place to play, join the Wisconsin Country Club. No assessments, no food and beverage minimums, just the incredible challenging course. We also have other top-tier amenities like tennis, pickleball, and a pool for the kiddos with Sunday Fun Day. Get started today, thewisconsincountryclub.com. It's just a fair way away.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, this world is geared towards women.
Like, what do we get? I am stepping away from this. Goodbye.
Like, what do we get? They get a comb that dries your hair. We get a stupid razor. Hey, I mean, what's the coolest thing we get? They got the hair dryer
control
on 94.5 ESPN.
Find out what all the screaming is about. BOGO going on right now. Screaming Sicilian at Pick and Save in Metro Market. I honestly thought when I stopped by Metro Market yesterday to get all these ketchups for Chew, thought about grabbing a couple. I don't know if I'd have any more room in my freezer, though, because you want to stock up on Screamin' Sicilian. See what all the screaming is about. Again, they've got the great regular crust, but if you're looking for something thinner, thin and crispy, even thinner than that, tavern-style, a Wisconsin classic, or you can always try the Detroit-style pizza. It's a thicker crust. The cheese caramelizes on the edges. They figured out somehow to make that crust just thin and airy and yet have a good, it's a fantastic crust. Try it out. Detroit style, Scream It Sicilian. You can get it. Buy one, get one right now. Scream It Sicilian, Pick and Save in Metro Market through July 1st, and you can find out what all the screaming is about.
Reaction rolling in on the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776. Remember, you can always get into the show on the Carbless Talk and text line. Ketchup arrogance, add it to the list, says Mac in the 262.
We already had mustard arrogance, too, so we can just add ketchup right next to it.
Condiment arrogance. Sam weighing in saying, how about Chewy breaking the mold and making a blind taste test? Actually good radio. Good job, Chew. And then Jason in the 414 weighing in saying, in culinary school, my class had to taste 10 different ketchups the same way that Chewy just did. We did the test. 70% of the class, which was 50 students, said that Heinz was the worst ketchup, even though 90% of the class said that that's what they eat. Feel better, Chewy. Well, you're not the only one.
It's great branding by Heinz.
Yeah.
We're terrible, but y'all think we're really good. Let's get to some Skeens v. Mizorowski trivia, shall we? I've got some questions here from my guys. Hopefully our loyal listeners can play along at home as well. It will be about Paul Skeens or Jacob Mizorowski, who will be on the hill today at AmFam Field. So these shouldn't be that difficult, again, and maybe we'll learn something about these guys. So, Gabe, we're just going to go around the horn. We're going to keep score, see who gets the most correct between you, Joshy, and Chew. Are you ready, Gabe Knightson?
Let's do it.
Paul Skeens played his final college season at which school before becoming the number one overall pick in the 2023 MLB draft?
Louisiana State University.
LSU is the correct answer. LSU, who of course just won another.
That's because he's dating the chick. That's how you knew that.
Okay, well, how do you know that that's not going to be on the quiz later? You just...
Fair.
I mean, I pay attention to the College World Series.
Okay.
He was like the biggest story.
Yeah.
1 point to Gabe Neitzel. Number two to Joshy. Paul Skeens transferred to LSU from which school where he originally played two positions?
Haven't the faintest
idea. Darn it!
I'm going to say Vanderbilt.
Air Force Academy.
Ah, you're close. Huh.
Paul Skeens was before then. Chewy, question to you. Spell Brewers.
B-R-E-W-E-E-1-E-R-S.
Big win.
What?
I got it.
I curtailed the questions to your skill set, Gabe.
Ritchu rules apply to this as well.
Heap Hop Anonymous?
Let's talk about our guy Jacob Mizorowski for a moment. Jacob Mizorowski played junior college baseball at which Kansas school before transferring to a Division I program, Gabe?
Crowder College, I believe, is the JUCO he
really?
Went to. Yeah, Crowder.
So he didn't get a scholarship out of high school? Is that why you go to a JUCO?
Yeah,
or
well, yeah, and you can go to a JUCO. So the rules in baseball are so weird. So yeah. If you go to a JUCO, you can get drafted while you're at the JUCO. But if you go to a four-year university, you have to wait for 3 years before you can be drafted.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, or just be drafted right out of high school.
Wow.
So now you see why I didn't give Chewy that question. Yeah. The chances of Chewy getting Crowder College was pretty slim. Joshy, to you, before focusing solely on pitching, Paul Skeens also played which position at Air Force?
Shortstop.
Dang it, Joshy. Am I giving you the hard ones?
Yeah. Yeah, you are. You have.
He was a catcher.
Really?
At Air Force.
That's weird.
I was just trying to do the... Usually the best athlete pitches and is at shortstop.
Especially if you're going to Air Force, right?
Right. I can't imagine.
If you throw the ball that hard, right. Probably put him at shortstop.
Chewy, your question is spell Jacob.
There's only one decision.
I know,
really,
but you can go with a K.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. That's the only decision you have to make.
J-O-C-O-B.
Oh, Jacob?
Jacob? You idiot. Trying to fix the game here for you. You can't even...
I know, I got it right in front of me, too.
What? Wait, you got the name in front of you, and you still spelled it wrong? Just use the whiteboard. Spell
chuckle,
it out next
chuckle,
time.
Chuckle. Gabe is running away with this game, by the way, in case anyone wasn't sure. Gabe, to you, true or false, Jacob Mizorowski and Paul Skeens were both born the same year.
I'll go true. I think they're both 23.
Jacob Mizorowski was born in 2002. Paul Skeens born in 2002. I believe they're just a month apart.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know they're both 23, but I didn't know if there was like
month
somebody
apart.
Turned 24 later.
So that's another... Yes, forget. Have you gotten everyone now?
I have, yeah.
Crowder was the wild card. The fact that you knew Crowder College was... this is a quote about which pitcher, Joshy? You're looking at a generational pitcher, a freak who works like a Navy SEAL. Is that about Jacob Mizorowski or Paul Skeens?
I mean, you gave me the Air Force, so a freak that works that way has to feel like Skeens.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was really rooting for you, Joshy. Somehow you continue to get the hard ones.
Mine are pretty tough.
Yeah. Yeah, I've known two of Gabe so far. So.
Oh, that's good.
Can we go to geography?
Like,
ask me the capital of Cleveland.
Pardon?
Here's a little geography for you. Where is Jacob Mizorowski from?
Cleveland.
Ah, oh, Jesus. No.
Where's he from?
Yes.
Poland?
Okay.
Not wrong.
I mean, originally,
Gabe.
The family. I don't know if he's ever been, but the family at some point.
Why? Should I know this?
I would only. We talked about it. He's called The Miz. Now, that's not why, but he's from.
Cudahy.
Missouri.
Oh, really? I thought it was because of his last name.
It is. He is the Miz because of his last name.
I kind of remember that.
Kind of. Put that on reach. I think we got a pretty good chance of him not getting that one. To you, Gabe, which secondary pitch from Mizorowski averages 94.6 miles per hour harder than most?
That would be what I believe Jeff Levering decided to call the Miz, because everyone debates if it's a slider, if it's a cutter. So Levering just calls it the Miz.
That's exactly correct. Gabe is undefeated in this game thus far. We'll go one more round to Joshy, one more round to Chew. Hold on, scrolling. Joshy, what was Mizorowski's average fastball velocity across his first two MLB starts?
99.6.
Holy crap, that's right.
Saw that stat, remembered it.
Nailed it, dude. Congratulations.
What place am I in right now?
Let me think.
You did better in the ketchup.
Hey, 1 for 5? It's better than Yelich was a month ago.
There also. All right, Chew, last question to you. Which team will win the game today at AmFam Field?
The Crew.
All right, we'll go.
Let's go.
There you go.
Standing room only, by the way.
Is it
Come
really?
Come on.
Yeah, it's what Rick Schlesinger said last night.
That's amazing. It's going to be electric, man. And again,
a 110 Wednesday game.
I have no doubt that the kid is going to be able to handle the pressure, the spotlight, all of the things. I mean, they've been talking about this on MLB Network. This is a game that a lot of baseball fans are circling on their calendars to tune into this afternoon. And it is kind of cool, guys, that Milwaukee is sort of the center of the baseball universe today, right? Like, again, we mentioned this at the beginning of the show. When's the last time that we could say that about Milwaukee and the Brewers?
Wow, that's like opening day.
Yeah.
Should be crazy.
Yeah. It's going to be a packed house for, again, these are the two. I mean, Skeens obviously has proven it a little bit more. He was rookie of the year last year when he came up, and heck, he finished third in the Cy Young last year. Like, so Skeens everybody knows about, but that's how much Mizorowski has done in his first two starts to get that type of excitement going that this is the premier baseball game of the day.
What time are you going to get there?
Really missed your window, by the way, if you were hoping to get Mizorowski at any sort of value out at Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Does it dropped again?
Last I saw, it was 125. I think Joshy was going to look, but
it was 175 like a Monday.
I know. I think I saw 125. So sorry about that. I mean, you could still win some money if you want to get down to Potawatomi before you go to AmFam Field today and put a little money on the Miz. But it was 1,200 about 10 days ago.
That's crazy. Wow. Why didn't they bring him up start of the season?
Because the way the baseball arbitration works, you can, by waiting the 2 months that they did, they get an extra year on the back end.
Chew, you remember all that with Ryan Braun?
Not a chance.
Vaguely. Baseball's got a lot of... Baseball has too many rules. Huh?
I actually thought he was being critical of what I said, and I was like, no, that's how it went down, but you were talking about me saying, you remember that happening with Ryan Braun?
What happened to my ally over here? He just...
You really disappointed him with the catch performance.
It's all downhill.
He doesn't feel comfortable attaching himself to your life jacket anymore.
Just want to back off just a little bit.
Finding the right home is a journey. Sometimes it's quick. Sometimes you have to be patient, but it should always be exciting. The WeSell Group at Keller Williams understands that. They're not just about closing deals. They're about building relationships and helping you find the right fit. Rob and Nick are incredibly patient, informative, and available throughout the process. It's so clear that their passion is people. Whether you're ready to move right now, you're just starting to look, or maybe you're thinking about selling, the WeSell Group is on the journey with you every step of the way. Start your journey today at wesell.kw.com. That's wesell.kw.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My father would always say, and there's a rhyme and a reason to it, he said, if you wear your rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking the ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. For Mental Health Awareness Month, BetterHelp surveyed 16,000 people across 23 countries for its first ever State of Stigma report. They found that while 75% of people, three-fourths of people, believe it is wise to seek support, only 27% of Americans are actually in therapy. And when people hesitate to get help when they need it, it doesn't just affect them. It affects their families. It affects their workplaces. It affects their entire communities. Heck, I'm pretty sure I got a therapy session today on the calendar at 10:30. That's why we're talking about BetterHelp. BetterHelp is trying to make those numbers come a little closer together. With more than 35,000 therapists, they're the world's largest online therapy platform, and they've served more than 5 million people globally. Very convenient. You can do it with the click of a button from your home. Fits in your busy schedule. Plus, you can switch therapists at any time. BetterHelp.com/timeout will get you 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/timeout to get 10% off your first month, because we are all better with help. What would you say people's excitement level here in Milwaukee is for the NBA draft tonight game?
Oh, that's tonight?
Yada, yada, yada.
Well, especially when it's happening on Miz versus Skeens Day.
That's true, yeah, but it'll be later in the day. So the Bucks, as we famously know, do not have a first-round pick. They do have a second-round pick. So I know there are some people who are curious as to what they will do with that. But it's crazy because, it's not just this year. Like, the cupboard, from a pick standpoint, is very bare for the next like 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. Like, it's,
why is that?
Well, because of all the trades that they made previously.
Oh,
so like, okay. New Orleans has their pick this year as part of the Drew Holiday trade from back in 2020. New Orleans has the pick swap next year. Portland's got some of their picks from the Dame trade. It's all over the place.
The Pelicans have the pick swap, right? Or I'm sorry,
next
no
year.
Picks in 2027. Portland has the pick swap in 2028. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? I mean, it's just year after year after year. They have no picks in 2029. They have a pick in 2030, but Portland can swap again because of the Lillard deal. And then in 2031, they have their picks, their original picks.
So the NBA a while ago kind of decided to save teams from themselves from making horrific trades. So you can't trade back-to-back first-round picks. That's why that's where the pick swap comes in. So let's say the Bucks have a worse record than New Orleans next year. New Orleans go, yep, that pick's going to be ours, and you have to take the worst one. So that's where they got creative and started doing that.
So draft and develop does not exist in the NBA.
It doesn't, but I think it might be changing soon with the new salary cap. And as you have stars, you need younger, controllable assets, just like in the NFL.
Okay.
So I think teams might be looking to do that more as the salary cap rules have changed. We saw the success that Indiana and OKC had this
year. That's
just
what I was going to say. Thank you. Because I know it's not exactly a draft and develop team, but that was a homegrown, if you will, as homegrown as it gets in the NBA. We all know that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander was not drafted by OKC, but a lot of those other picks, it was years in the making to build that team to the point where they got the NBA title. And I think, Gabe, that feels much more realistic. I don't know why, but like, as opposed to the incubator that you have seen a lot of teams try to do, where they go out and try to get a big three and then put supplemental pieces around them. What OKC did and what the Pacers did, for me right now, feels more sustainable, again, barring an injury to one of your superstars like Tyrese Halliburton, than trying to hit on collecting this big three to go out and win an NBA title.
Yeah, I think the era of the big three is dead. And I think the era, so even when the Bucks won their championship, as much as we all loved PJ Tucker, they basically told him to go stand in the corner on offense. Like, he was out there for defensive purposes only. It's really hard to succeed with something like that, because teams now would just pretty much leave him alone, and now you got to play 4-on-5 on offense, and that's just going to be a really hard thing to live in. Same thing with, you know, teams that might have had somebody who's really good on offense, and they try to hide him on defense. They're going to hunt that switch until they just take advantage of it over and over and over again. So it's they're calling it the weak link theory. How strong is that weakest link? What's your depth like? And that's where, again, maybe having more draft picks in the future and trying to supplement your roster instead of going, all right, well, we got Dwayne Wade and LeBron James and Chris Bosh. Hopefully Mario Chalmers is good enough to be a point guard. And those days are done. You need to have depth, and your top eight need to be really good.
But is this a product of the ratings not being great and going back? Because, I mean, I loved NBA basketball when no one changed teams. Celtics were always the Celtics, Lakers, Sixers, Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, they were the same roster for five, 6 years.
Save a few guys here and there, right? Like, you're saying the core of most of the teams was the same.
I don't like buying teams. I just don't.
Well, the NBA's tried that, where the most money you can make is by re-signing with the team that you are on.
Okay.
So if Giannis decides in 2 years to opt out of his contract and become a free agent, the absolute most money he can make for the longest amount of years is with the Milwaukee Bucks. He can't make that same money elsewhere.
Like
so they've tried to do things to manipulate that, too. But honestly, I think a lot of these owners just got sick of spending as much money as they were in the tax. So they tried to hard cap it the way that they did with the latest CBA. And now this is the trickle down of, hey, the CBA's changed. So now how you build your team has to change. And the Bucks, unfortunately, are caught in transition of this team that built it for the old one.
Yeah.
And now because they built it and had all those championships, they don't have draft picks to try to keep up. And they have to do different things to try to stay competitive.
It's essentially going all in, isn't it? Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about before in the NFL.
Yeah, they absolutely went all in. They got their championship. They now have to just figure out ways without draft picks to...
Get young. Yes.
What do you think they'll do with the 47th pick? It is not tonight, but it is day two of the NBA draft.
You could talk me into anything.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, Brooke Lopez probably not going to be back. So if there's a big there, you can never have enough wings, right? Guys that can shoot and play defense. Probably need, it depends upon, obviously they like Ryan Rollins, but if you had another point guard, that's not going to hurt because Damian Lillard's out the entire year. You could literally talk me into anything for the Milwaukee Bucks right now.
As far as the local guys, you got Con Knipple, who they expect to be going this evening. There will be a watch party at Wisconsin Lutheran tonight for the local kid. And then, of course, Cam Jones from Marquette, not tonight likely, but is expected to, maybe hear his name called.
He is going to be a value for someone. Because he's somebody, for whatever reason in the NBA, they still do this. Even though guys that end up playing like Cam in college, they get overlooked because, well, you're 22, 23 years old. I can't do anything with that. What's your potential? We kind of know what you are as a basketball player. And what he is as a basketball player is pretty good. Is he going to be an NBA superstar? No. But can he be somebody that's in that top eight rotation that you can trust? Absolutely. Somebody's going to get a steal in the second round, I think, for Cam. He doesn't have that top-end potential, but you know what he is, and it's a good basketball player.
Check out the poll today. We put some things on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. I cannot wait to see the voting for Chewy. Is Chewy a ketchup fraud? Yes. Yes, but more yes. Total fraud? No. Right now, with 40% of the vote, total fraud!
What? How many no's?
10%.
That's a win.
Is it?
That's a huge win.
I can't imagine.
No, because I'm a fraud. Right?
So the fact that he knows he's a fraud
yeah.
and that some people
think he's not a fraud is a win.
Yes. Thank you. You're back.
It's a good point. See, makes a
what
good point.
What would you do if you received 3 Amazon packages meant for 3 different houses somewhere else in your neighborhood? Take them to each house, winning 80% of the vote.
Wow.
Interpret that as you will.
A lot of people are lying.
Thank you.
Will the Intouches next on ESPN Milwaukee, everybody.